It is definitely a privilege for me to celebrate with you the 60th/61st anniversary of Killarney Park MB Church. As I've said to others, it is one thing to read about the history of a church. It is a whole other thing to actually be there and to be with the people of the church who actually lived the experience. The pictures and the stories that we've heard this morning tell us of the legacy of this church, which is really about the legacy of its people. I can't even imagine how many hundreds of people have walked through these doors of this church, have stayed here, have grown in their faith here, maybe even received Christ here at this church, and have moved on to other places and served in other, and continue to serve and be part of other fellowships. It's an amazing legacy. The word legacy today is often used to describe the establishment or a contribution to a fund, which one can subscribe to in one's will upon one's passing. The idea being that as we depart, our worldly wealth will be passed along to others, and thereby our legacy continues. It is the ultimate form of paying it forward. Admittedly, leaving a legacy is a good way to be remembered and ensures that the memories of us will continue long after we have passed. However, this isn't the kind of legacy we're talking about here today at Killarney Park. That really what we have more to offer than just worldly wealth is actually a legacy of faith, which is what I believe is the message of this text today, this passage that our brother Chris shared with us, that's especially encapsulated in verse 7, when it says, "When your children ask in time to come, what do those stones mean to you?" This passage was a reminder of the miracle of when the Israelites crossed the Jordan River, as recorded in the previous chapter. This was an event that was reminiscent of another miracle 40 years prior, when God parted the Red Sea to allow the Israelites to escape Pharaoh's army. Though not as large in scale, it was still a miraculous feat, as the river was at flood stage, as is recorded in this passage, in chapter 3. And it was a foreboding sight to the priests and people, and a severe test of faith. I think we can kind of imagine that today as we consider last year with the flooding that we experienced here in BC. So it was probably something like that. And the question before the Israelite community as they were about to enter into the land of Canaan was, would they hesitate in fear or would they advance in faith, believing that what God had promised in verse 13 of chapter 3, that the water would actually stop when they started to cross that river. Verse 15 of chapter 3 actually states that as soon as the feet of the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant were dipped into the brink of the water, further inland at a city of Adam, a dam occurred and the water stopped flowing. Can you imagine with me for a moment that if perhaps a rock slide happened in Hope, and the Fraser River was blocked, and suddenly we could actually walk across from New Westminster into Surrey. In this way, the Israelites were able to cross the Jordan River on a dry riverbed. As verse 1 of chapter 4 narrates, when the Israelites finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord provided instructions to Joshua that a man from each tribe would take a stone from the Jordan where the priest had stopped with the ark as a reminder of this miracle. You can imagine it. They're crossing the river and they're having to make stops along the way. Well, obviously, one, because the ark is heavy, and two, because you want people to catch up with you. Joshua, on his own accord, set up 12 stones on the riverbed as a personal reminder of God's faithfulness as they entered the promised land. And according to this passage, those stones are still there today. By this great miracle, the crossing of the Jordan River at a flood stage by a nation of about 2 million people, God was glorified, Joshua was exalted, and Israel was encouraged. For Israel, the crossing of the Jordan meant they were irrevocably committed to a future struggle against armies, chariots, and fortified cities. But they were also committed to walk by faith in the living God and to turn from walking according to the flesh, as they had often done in the wilderness. We may not have physical stones today in our sanctuary, and maybe that's a good thing, because that's pretty heavy, and they would take up a lot of space, and we need all the space that we can get. But the pictures and the stories we have today, have shared today, are really our stone markers of God's faithfulness here at Killarney Park. And I would even further go on to say that it is a good thing that we don't have stones, because stones just stay there. You kind of put them in a place and you don't move them very much. But we know that later on in the gospel, God calls us living stones. And later on, actually, stones become used to build temples, and we become addressed as living temples. And we go out. And in that way, people encounter God. Many lives have been impacted and transformed by the ministry of this church. And may we continue to do so. As I said, it's just as well that we don't have physical stones, because these markers of our church life are actually reminders of the people who have experienced God's faithfulness and promises. Theirs was not a legacy of worldly wealth, but spiritual wealth. As I conclude here, I want to leave a mental picture with you. Anyone has been on a road trip is probably familiar with the sight of milestones. These are essentially markers along the road that help people to determine how far they have traveled and how much further they have yet to go. But of course, today they're getting harder and harder to find as highway signs have replaced them. And I think for us, this passage today, the significance of this commemoration of 61 years of ministry here at Killarney Park have both an individual as well as a corporate application for us. I think firstly, we all have markers in our lives that tell us how far we have gone and how much further we're yet to go. Some of these markers may acknowledge times of joy and celebration as well as pain and sorrow. But we trust that they are faithful reminders of God's presence and working in your life. As a faith community, we celebrate our 65th milestone, and it's a great reminder, again, of how far we have come. And it's nice to be able to look back and enjoy the memories. But there is still the road ahead that prompts us to think about how much journey there is still left. As I mentioned, it's getting harder and harder to find milestones as we travel. And I believe that today that we here at Killarney Park, we can take up that mantle, that as I think as people are journeying on in their lives today, trying to find direction, that we are still looking for markers of God's faith, and we can be those markers of God's faith in people's journey. Let me just pray for us. Lord, I thank you for my fellow brothers and sisters. And I think of the brothers and sisters who've come before. And brothers and sisters, we are still yet to meet. Many have been a part of this church. Many have come, many have gone. But Lord, Father God, you continue still to be the foundation of this church. I thank you, Lord, for the stones, the living stones here today who are a reminder, Father God, of who you are, your faithfulness to us, your continued work in us, through us, and for us. Father God, may you allow us to enjoy this time of memories, but also, Lord, that we can look forward to the journey ahead. And may we be those markers of faith today that are getting harder and harder to find for those who are on a journey, those who are still seeking. May you, Lord, allow us to be a part of their lives today. In Jesus' name, amen.